وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and blessings on you, Hazrat Maulana Salim Saab, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you in rank. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. مسجد أسس على التقوى من أول يوم أحق أن تقوم فيه. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we discuss the reward for he who builds a masjid for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever builds a masjid seeking the pleasure of Allah, Allah builds a house for him in paradise. Bishr ibn Hayyan narrates, Wathila ibn al-Asqa radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to us while we were building a masjid. He stood watching us and greeted us. He then said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever builds a masjid in which salah is offered, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds for him something better than that in paradise. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever builds a house out of lawful wealth in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worshipped, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds for him a house in paradise out of pearls and sapphires. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever builds a masjid, not desiring thereby any show nor any praise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds for him a house in paradise. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from among actions and good deeds of a believer which join him after his death are knowledge which he taught and spread, a righteous child, a copy of the Quran which he left as inheritance, a masjid which he built, a lodge which he built for travelers, a spring which he caused to flow, charity which he took out of his wealth while he was healthy and alive. These will join him after his death. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever builds a masjid for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equal to the size of a nesting place of a sand grouse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds a house for him in paradise. Shabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever digs a well, then for every jinn, human and bird that drinks from it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall reward him on the day of resurrection. Whoever builds a masjid equal to the size of a nesting place of a sand grouse, or even smaller, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds a house for him in paradise. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever builds a masjid, whether it is small or big, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds a house for him in paradise. Now we discuss the reward for sweeping and cleaning the masjid. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the rewards of my ummah were shown to me to the extent that the reward for dirt that the person removes from the masjid was shown to me. The sins of my ummah were also shown to me. I do not see a sin greater than a chapter or verse of the Quran which a person memorizes and then forgets. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates There was a black woman who used to sweep the masjid. She passed away at night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was informed about her the next morning, so he said, "Why did you not inform me when she passed away?" He then went with his companions and stood by her grave. He and the people behind them said the takbir, "Allah is the greatest," for her. He supplicated for her and then turned away. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that there was a woman who used to pick up the dirt from the masjid. She passed away and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not informed of her burial. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "When any person passes away, inform me." He prayed over her and said, "I have seen her in paradise on account of her picking up the dirt from the masjid." Ubayd ibn Marzuq narrates, there was a woman in Medina Munawwar who used to sweep the masjid. She passed away and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not know about this. He passed by her grave and asked, "Whose grave is this?" The companions said, "Umm Mihjin." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Is she the one who used to sweep the masjid?" They said, "Yes." The people then stood in rows and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed over her. He then said, "Which deed have you found to be the best?" The companions Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Oh Rasulullah, can she hear?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You can hear no better than her." He then said that she replied to him saying, "I found the best deed to be sweeping the masjid." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a woman used to sweep the masjid or a youth. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam found her missing, so he asked about her, about him. The companion said, "She passed away." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Why did you not inform me?" The narrator says, "It seems that they considered her matter to be insignificant, or his matter." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Show me the grave." They showed him, so he prayed over her. He then said, "These graves are filled with darkness for his inhabitants. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminates them by virtue of my prayer of them." Abu Da'id radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Whoever removes something harmful from the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds a house for him in paradise." Abu Qir Safa radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, "Build masjids and remove dirt from them. Surely he who builds a masjid for the pleasure of Allah, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu builds a house for him in paradise." So a person asked, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what about these masjids that are built on the road?" So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Yes, and removing filth from them is the dowry for the large-eyed damsels of paradise." Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam ordered the building of masjids in the localities and that they be cleaned and perfumed. Now we discuss another very important aspect, and that is the rewards for walking to the masjid for salah. فَاسْعُوا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ ذَٰلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Hasten towards the remembrance of Allah and leave aside business. That is best for you if you only knew. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever performs a beautiful wudu and then leaves for salah, he is considered to be already in salah as long as he leaves with the intention of salah. And for one step of his, a good deed is written in his favor, while for the next step, an evil is wiped out from his record. When any of you hears the iqama, standing up for salah, he should not run. Surely the one who shall receive the greatest reward is he who lives furthest away from the masjid." So some people asked, "Why is it so?" Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he said, "Because of the many footsteps that he has to take." In one of the narrations of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, the wording is as follows: "Whoever purifies himself at home and then walks to one of the houses of Allah in order to fulfill one of the compulsory duties of Allah, then one of his footsteps wipe out an evil, while the other raises his rank." Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Whoever goes in the morning to the masjid for the congregational salah, then one step wipes out the sin, and another step records a good deed in his favor for his going and returning. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A good word is an act of charity, and every step that he takes to salah is an act of charity." Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "When a person purifies himself and goes to the masjid, waiting for salah, his two scribes or his one scribe record 10 good deeds for every step that he takes to the masjid. The person sitting and waiting for the salah is like a person standing and offering salah, and he is recorded from amongst those offering salah from the time he leaves his house till he returns." Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala narrates, death approached a person from the Ansar, so he said, "I am going to relate a hadith to you. The only reason for doing it so is to get the reward for it from Allah. I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, if one of you performs a perfect wudu and then leaves to offer the congregational salah, then for every time he raises his right foot, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records a good deed in his favor. And every time he places his left foot on the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out one sin from him. So he may either take big steps or small steps. When he comes to the masjid and offers salah in congregation, he is forgiven. When he comes to the masjid and finds that part of the salah has been offered and part is still left, he should offer what is left and make up for the remainder which he missed. He will still receive the reward for making up of the remainder which he missed. When he comes to the masjid and finds that the people have completed the entire salah, he should offer his salah and he will still receive the same reward." Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "A piece of land became vacant around the masjid. The Banu Salama decided to shift near the masjid. This news reached the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he said to them, 'It has reached me that you intend shifting near the masjid.' So they replied, 'Yes, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.' He said, 'O Bani Salama, remain in your present homes, and the reward for your footsteps will be recorded in your favor. Remain in your present homes, and the reward for your footsteps will be recorded in your favor.' They replied, 'It would not please us to shift.' Another narration states, 'For every step that you take, your rank will be elevated.' Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, 'The houses of the Ansar were far from the masjid. They decided to move closer to the masjid, but when the following verse was revealed, they remained where they were, and the verse is, وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. We record all that they sent forward and their footsteps as well." Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "I was walking with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and we were heading for salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taking small steps. So he asked me, 'Do you know why I'm taking small steps?' I replied, 'Allah and his messenger knows best.' So he said, 'A servant is already considered to be in salah as long as he is going towards salah.' Another narration states, 'The reason why I am doing this is so that my footsteps will be many for the purpose of going towards salah." Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The people with the greatest reward in salah are those who live furthest away and those who live furthest away. The person who waits for the salah so that he could offer it with the imam shall receive a greater reward than he who offers it and sleeps away." Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "There was a person from the Ansar. I do not know of anyone who lived further away from him from the masjid. Further away than him from the masjid. So despite this, he never missed a salah. Someone suggested to him, 'Why don't you purchase a donkey which you could ride on it in the darkness and in intense heat?' So he replied, 'It would not make me happy if my house was right next to the masjid. I want that my footsteps to the masjid and my return to my family be recorded in my favor.' On hearing this, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recorded all this in your favor.' In another narration states, you shall receive what you have hoped for. Alhamdulillah, we have discussed today the reward for cleaning the masjid and the reward for walking towards the masjid. If the masjid is not very far away, then we should walk to the masjid, as this walking is also an ibadat, and it cleanses us and purifies us by raising us in rank. And the cleaning of the masjid also, should not be just left to people who are employed for that. We as Musallis should also take a part in that. I always say that take your children on a Sunday morning, give them a cloth, and let them start cleaning the windows or wiping the mihrab. It'll be memories left behind for them that at least we were also instrumental in cleaning the masjid when we were young. And so they will take a keen interest in their masajid, in their localities as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.